Thank you for joining us this Holy Week as we meditate on our Lord's Passion and Resurrection. Today's devotion is prepared and read by Reverend Brian Dose.
At the center of the throne, the Lamb. This week has not been a good time to be a lamb, caught in a thicket, killed in your prime and your blood splattered on the doorposts, thrown out into the wilderness, washing away dirt for everyone, even for those who don't care, killed and eaten again and again, sacrificed to pay old debts, from horrible felonies to misdemeanors. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold what God had and spent for us. When I look at a large check I have written, I think, wow, that cost a huge amount. But then I look at what has been purchased, and I thank God that there was enough in the account to cover the bill. What I have paid, though, is nothing. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold what God has, what He spent for us. The payment process has been grim and painful. The Son of God has been slaughtered for us, and now we wait for the delivery. This quiet time of Holy Saturday is broken in our text by overwhelming numbers and voices around the throne. Jesus' humiliation has turned to exaltation. From Revelation 5. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. Behold the Lamb that God spent, and behold what He has purchased, power and wealth, not the kind limited to things and time and greed or ambition, but the power that creates new universes out of nothing, that creates a saint eternal out of this dirty clay, wisdom and strength that are not bound by reason, the latest theory or diet, honor, glory, and praise that do not come from popular consent or individual agendas, but are sung by a choir of 100 million angels. Did you notice that the millions sing with one voice? Finally, for this ripped and torn world, there will be genuine unity, the one truth of the Lamb, grace beyond all doubt and differences. This is heaven. This is all this the Lamb has and gives to all who believe in Him. Thank you, God, that you emptied your account to pay for all this. And now we wait for the delivery. This is where we are in Holy Week, between the sacrifice of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter. We are amazed at what God has paid, and we are waiting for the delivery of the final gifts. How will we wait for that morning? With the Lamb at the center of the throne, where He has been given all that is truly good and lasting. With the Lamb at the center of our throne, the focus of our lives and devotion. We pray. Dear Lord, help us to add our voice to the millions of angels, confident of your power and delighting in your wisdom and strength. Amen.